'Twas inevitable, really, that you'd fall into the GA in such a way that you did, because your association goes right back nearly to the turn of the century.
Well, not quite that far back. That's when my father played from 1920. And obviously, growing up in the house, there wasn't much else to do anyway except play football. Once we had a ball, the difficulty at that time, I suppose, was finding a ball. And that's what I can remember so well in my dad's training, where we'd have to get the boots out and to get the ball ready. And there was a lot of training done in the evening, because they said in the summertime there wasn't much else to do. There were no cars, we had the bicycles, but you certainly didn't travel very far. It passed me by because I was in UCC and we weren't allowed to play. So I didn't play. The number of championship matches that I played in Arkerry could count on my left hand. You see, we were only allowed, that rule came in afterwards where the players could play in Cork and home. But we weren't, so I didn't play for 6 years.
Jim, when you were young then, how conscious were you that your father was this outstandingly famous footballer winning 6 All-Ireland medals? Have you any memories of him playing?
No, except, the few memories. The first one was, an Arkerry match anyway, and I think it was played in Tarbert against Ballylongford, and I can remember Johnny Welsh, but I can't remember any of the game though, but I remember that my van won. That was important. And secondly, I can remember him in 1938, but not during the game. I might have been, that was the famous county championship match that they played on the track because of the flooding in the Austin Stack. And I can remember they were playing Dingle, and Dingle won by a point, I think a point or two. But I can remember him coming out afterwards with a coat on him. But that's all I remember.
Yeah. Your own career then, Jim, take us through that. How did you drift into the football and the teams you played? But talk about it about that.
We played a little bit at home, as I said, before I went to college. But, as I said, well, we did win an Arkerry. No, I mustn't forget an Arkerry match we won in 1958 with the present governor of the Central Bank, Maurice O'Connell, was in the corner, and Maurice got a goal that day. But, I was away then after that, and for a lot of the time, and I didn't play very much. I had some injuries and things. But the first thing I can remember, well, the first day I played with Kerry was in a minor match in Ballylongford, and I was sent to field with John Dowling. That was my first meeting with John, and we won that day, and we went on, we won the Munster final, but Dublin beat us in the All-Ireland semi-final. So,
any other names from those, from that team, Jim, that have come to your mind? At the Dublin team, even? Did you come up against them after when you played for the Kerry Seniors?
Don't think so. Yeah. Here there was. There was a little bit of training. We used to come in the evenings, all right. But there was nothing very organised. But maybe in a way that was a good thing. Because I think that, maybe with the big starting controversial now already.
No,
yeah. But I think we overdo the training with minors.
Yeah, Jim.
Maybe I started myself because I had a lot to do with bringing them in. I trained him for 2 years in 61 and 62, or was it 62
and 63? 62 and 63, actually, and you won 2 All-Irelands.
Yes, and I trained both teams, but looking back on it, I felt it was overdone afterwards.
Getting back then, talk to us then about your senior career, Jim, when you drifted in. Can you remember your first game, and can you remember your All-Ireland? You can, of course, why you are.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that.
I suppose the first game in Crobach was a friendly game against Cavan. It was Harry Conlon had he was an assistant in Croke Park at the time, and he was killed tragically in a car. I think it was a hit and run. And there was a Harry Conlon memorial game, and we played against Cavan that day. I can remember some of the things quite well. I was wing forward, but I hadn't played much against adults nor men at that stage. But I can remember, I'd say my first bump was John Joe Riley. John Joe was centre-half that day.
The great Kevin Mann, he died since, didn't he?
He did. But, so that was the first day. That was May, I'd say, May of 49. And then our career came to a quick halt when we played Clare in Ennis. We were leading, strolling along nice and gently, maybe 4 or 5 points up with 5 minutes to go, and Clare got 2 goals. So that was us out of the championship. We had a long rest for the rest of that year. 49, again, I had, couldn't play at home, and I'm not so sure that we did terribly well in the Cork County Championship. So well, I didn't have much football then. Then the following year was 50. No, anything significant about 50? No, I can, again, we played Louth, and it was supposed to be a very good game. Some people would say that it was one of the best games of football that they ever saw. Now, Tony Galvin was one of those, and indeed I met a man more quite recently. But we were beaten by Louth, and Sean Thornton, the goals. Sean brought off 2 or 3 great saves, but they beat us by a point or two, and then Mayo beat them.
Were you settling into a position then, Jim?
I wasn't. I found myself centre field, would you believe it? Eddie Dowling myself. How Eddie carried me, I don't know. But we only stayed the one game.
53 then was your big year, of course.
Well, 52, well, there was 50, 51 Mayo beat in semi-final in the replay.
Yeah. 52. Oh, come to 52, you know what I'm going to ask you about. 52, the Munster final against Cork, above in Cork. Was that the day of the goal?
No, that was 56.
Yeah.
There was no goal that day. I think that beat us 11 points to 2.
Oh, that's the day.
Destroyed us.
Marcus O'Neill was in goal, was he?
And 11
Paddy
points.
Bomb was full.
Yes,
back.
That's right, yeah. Paddy lasted a long time. Yeah, that was 52. 53, we won again, easily enough, but then there was the first All-Ireland, then we played against Armagh, first All-Ireland since 46 that Kerry were in.
What's your memories of the penalty that Armagh missed, Jim? Talk to us about that.
Oh, I remember saying if they got it, they'd have won it. I think they were good enough. They were good enough. And I suppose if you can have sympathy for a fellow in the opposition in an All-Ireland final, but I had that day for Pat O'Neill. He played centre-back for Armagh that day. Now, I'd known Pat in the meeting him in Sigerson Cup competitions, and he was a great footballer, but he certainly didn't perform against us. And I think he was able for, in some of those games in the North, that time he was able for Mick Higgins. Well, again, I was missing for all the games until the last one. I went to New York. I was working in New York at the time, but I did play here in May, I think, before I went out. And I got the results. I can remember getting the results, and my sister sending on the papers to me. And gosh, they seemed to get there in record time of the two, particularly the two semi-finals, the drawn game. No, the two semi-finals, the replays, in other words. And but I knew nothing until John Kerry O'Donnell handed me a ticket for about 3 or 4 days, maybe a week, it was as late as a week before the final.
You came straight into the team for the final, Jim, is that right? Is that right?
Yeah,
and a big win you would. No, just before we go for a break, I must bring you back to 1954. You were beaten by Meath in 54. Lot of controversy surrounding the final, including my own clubman, Jackie Lyon. Talk to us about that.
Well, we remember 54, it was a disaster, really. We were such hot favourites. We won the year before, and Meath was supposed to be bad. The combined, the collective training was frowned upon by Croke Park at the time, and they issued directions that we weren't to train collectively. And there was no training done at all, as far as I can gather. I think I was in England too at the time, but hot favourites, raging favourites. And I don't, when the game started, I don't believe we saw the ball.
There was trouble in the camp, Jim, wasn't there?
Well, Jackie had been on, and Jackie was dropped, I think, was he? Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
But I think we'd want a lot of Jackies on that day to win, you know. There was the circumstance of the collective training had a bad effect on us, and the fact that we were such raging favourites.
Yeah. So, we're joined in the studio by Dinis O'Sullivan, former great minor junior on the 21 and senior. Dinis? Well, good dealings with Dr. Jim Brosnan. Talk to us about it.
Well, I'll tell you, I have an awful lot of great memories about Dr. Jim. And I suppose the best way to start and the easiest way to start is, I can remember in 1961, and it was a first round of the minor Munster Championship. And we played down in Milltown, Malby. And I won't say I'll never forget it, but it wasn't a nice result on the day. and we were beaten by Clare in the first round. And, you know, naturally enough, we were all disappointed and dejected and what have you. But anyway, in 1962, I can remember that Jim Brosnan, who was also chairman of the county board at the time, decided that he was going to take over the minor team and train them. And as the man says, to make a long story short, we won that minor All-Ireland in 1962, and we also won it in 1963. And I can safely say, no fear of contradiction, that if not for Jim Brosnan coming in and taking over that minor team, I don't think we would have won it. Now, I'm not saying that we wouldn't, but he was the man that inspired it, and I think there's an awful lot of credit due to him for it. And when I heard that he was coming on here tonight, I was speaking to a few of his friends and my friends in the last week or so, and they asked me would I come in on their behalf and say a few words for him, and, you know, a bit of credit, because he definitely is entitled. Well, I remember I was 17 when we said Dr. Jim took over the Kerry Minor team at that time. And, you know, there was nothing like collective training. I would imagine that. I know. But Jim was a trainer that, and I always think about him when I think about football. He never kind of told you what to do, because, again, I think you don't tell a fellow how to play football, because he doesn't change. But Jim always gave the best of advice. I think you should do this. I think you should change that. And, you know, try this or try that. You know, as I said, you don't tell a fellow how to play football, but you do advise. And I thought he was brilliant at that.
Jim, two great minor teams in 62 and 63.
Yeah, yeah, they were very good. They were very good. Dennis Tye was marvellous. I think Dennis had a record there. He was minor on the 21 saying, did you play the four teams in the 1 year?
Seamus Fitzgerald, Declan Lovett, C. O'Connor, Shawnee Bowlers, T. Fitzgerald, Paddy Donoghue, Buddy Bowlers, Dennis Sullivan. Was that Tommy Dyle centre-field with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that
cap for Ireland.
Tommy, was it? Seamus, Sean O'Mahony, is it? Tony
Barrett,
Jimmy O'Shea. Jim, is there too much emphasis in training minors and seniors? Talk to us about the present generation of players. Are they being trained too much, do you think, in the line of running?
Yeah, I won't say anything about seniors. That's for another day, I think, to sit down. But I feel very strongly, though, about the minors, and because I think we put too much emphasis on the team that's playing for Kerry. After all, the team, if you like, the 20 players, 25 players, they would only make up 1.51% of the young fellows that's playing football. And, you know, it doesn't... I would never claim having trained to them that we made any of the players any better, but what you aim to do is that you make them better on the day, and I suppose that's important enough. But I think that is too much training. Some of the lads, maybe twice a week is quite sufficient. But then, you know, the opposite side, of course, a lot of people are not getting enough games. Now, that doesn't apply, it applies every place, but it probably applies less to Kerry than throughout the country. But again, that's a very big issue altogether. I suppose a lot of clubs tend to cater for their first and second team, but then down the line, you will have one minor team in a club, but you will find that if you searched around, that you would find another 20 who would love to play. They're not good enough to win the championship, but really, sport is as much for them as it is for the lads who play in Croke Park.
Jim, we're heading into the 21st century now. Are you happy with the state of the association here in Kerry and in Munster and generally throughout the 32 counties? Do you think more should have been done? Is it in a healthy state? Is it going the right direction?
Oh, that's a big question now. No, I must say that I would be a bit worried about it, because the GA was always stronger in the country, is one thing, and we will have more in the next generation. We will have more people living in towns. Now, we're not geared, our philosophy and our ethos is not geared for games within the towns and cities, and we're not as strong in the town cities as we should be.
Two town men here with us, Dennis?
I go along with Jim there. But I can also remember, Jim, I don't know whether you can go back now as far as I can, I'm a little bit younger than you. I can remember in 62, if you can remember, we'll just say that the All-Ireland final, which was on, and we stayed in the International Hotel in Bray, both teams, minor and senior. And if you can go back, as chairman of the county board, once you made a ruling, or call it what you like, but I can remember that I was playing on the 40 for Kerry that day on the minor team. And there was a namesake of mine playing on the 40 for the seniors in Roscommon. Not only something he's dead now, it's Timmy O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
Can you remember that, Jim?
I do, of course, yes.
And you, as chairman of the county board, I thought it was a great idea. Just say the goalie for the seniors and the minors stayed in the same room the night before the game and down the line, full back, centre field, 40 yards and what have you. And I can remember I was staying with Timmy O'Sullivan and that night. And, you know, I think that I don't know whether it's happening now, but it ever happened again after. But I think that brings minors and seniors together. And it helps minors when they come along to the senior status maybe a year or two or three after. You know, the fact of mixing with these older fellas, and it makes it easier for them.
Do you think that's right, Jim?
I think that the minors were looking after the seniors. Yeah, well, but as I say, you asked a question there about the in the broadest terms, and I think we could say that we have tough times ahead. You know, when you look at us, we are, you know, there are only 5 football games in the world.
Right.
All the others are very much international games. We have no international games. So we, to make up for that, and if you can't make up for it at this point, you can't really, but the contract in the bit and the contract, all the soccer that we see on television, that we must be, and we should be, the most efficient organisation in the country.